بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن منهم لفريقا يلؤون ألسنتهم بالكتاب لتحسبوه من الكتاب وما هو من الكتاب ويقولون هو من عند الله وما هو من عند الله ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the great harm and the wrong which the Bani Israel used to do, that is, change their kitabs. And that was three basic forms. Either they changed the words, actual words, or most common was they changed the meaning of it. And thirdly, they concealed certain ayat which were in there. That Allah warns us of that, of the great wrong they had done. And all the Jews are not going to read the Quran Sharif, neither the Christians. The Muslims will read the Quran Sharif. And it is for us that we take a lesson, that we don't make the same mistakes also, that we don't change the meanings of the Quran. Therefore, nobody has the right to make the tafsir of his own accord. We have to make the tafsir in the light of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has taught us. Otherwise we will take different meanings from the Quran Sharif. Like for example, in one place Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, and don't forget your share of dunya. And this of our personal experiences with Arabs, they took the meaning that don't forget to enjoy yourself in dunya. Whereas the actual meaning is that in dunya, don't forget to make your share of akhirat. Don't forget to prepare for your akhirat. So a complete wrong meaning. And many other ayats like that. And many who fall prey to this are the Arabs, because they know the Arabic language, but that does not mean they know the tafsir. And many ulama also, if we are weak in our studies, we understand the language, the Arabic language, but what the meaning is, what was it revealed for, that is very important. One is to have ilm sahih, the correct knowledge, and then fahm sahih, the correct understanding also. Just having the correct knowledge is not enough. On that knowledge, we must have the correct understanding of it also. So this, the Bani Israel, they had done these great wrongs. And then the other, which is mentioned in the tafsirs here, is that, for example, a group of the Ansar went to Abdullah ibn Ubay, who was the chief of the Munafiqeen. These Ansar had a copy of the Torah, in which the description of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was not present. And Abdullah ibn Salul, Abdullah ibn Ubay, he had his copy of the Torah in which the description of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was still written. He was a munafiq, the worst munafiq, that is, he showed himself as a Muslim. So these Ansaris went to him and copied from his copy of the Torah the description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their Torah. So Allah Ta'ala, and other riwayat also, that once you have got the Quran Sharif, there is absolutely no need, in fact it is haram now, to look at the Torah and the Injil for guidance. How can a person who has got the Quran look for guidance in the Torah and the Injil, though they were kitabs revealed by Allah Ta'ala? But for one, they have been changed. And even if the person has today a copy which is not changed, which is impossible, but if he has a copy, it is cancelled. Now only the Quran Sharif is the kitab. So great warnings were given to those people who went and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once was reading the Torah in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam became extremely angry. They are the books of Allah, they have been changed also, but still they are original verses. And whatever is from Allah, it has got great attachment with the people. But once Quran is there, now there is absolutely no need, it's not permissible to look at anything else. So all the interfaith business also, where our people are accepting the religious books of the Hindus also. They are giving their Ved and their Kitabs to our ulama, and we are accepting it when we have got the Quran. How can we even think of that, even touch the Ved or touch the Bible or anything else, unless to find fault in them and to debate with them? But like that, to try and get hidayat from there, impossible. And that on the clothes of the sunnah, they put over their clothes over the sunnah clothes. How can that ever be possible? And so these are very great dangerous things, and they have been addressed in the Quran Sharif clearly, all these things. So Muslims must be very careful. Further, the severe punishment that was in the ayat of yesterday for those people who changed the book of Allah, whether it's the Torah or the Injil, or those who are changing the Quran Sharif. In whatever way, there are many people today who are giving the complete wrong meaning of the Quran, our ulama. So that is the severe, severe punishment which is mentioned there. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا, or unme ek fariq hai, and there is one group amongst them, the Bani Israel, يَلْعُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ, ke zuban maror kar parte hai kitab. They turn their tongues and read the kitab, that is the Quran Sharif or their own kitabs. What is meant by this, they turn their tongues, they add their own words, and they read it in such a way that the listener gets the impression this is the word of Allah. But they have added words. Like, for example, which is common, a person explains an ayat of the Quran, and for explanation, he puts some words in a paragraph, in brackets. Or, for example, when a person is explaining the ayat, he says, this is the ayat, this is what it means. So he's making it separate. What his words are, he's making it separate. But they should read it in such a way as though their words was part of the word of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala warns against that. And today, with regard to the Quran, this is either in reading also, or in writing also, that we change the words of Allah Ta'ala. Just like this Jew should come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they should say, the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا رَائِنَا. Don't say the word رَائِنَا, because the رَائِنَا has got a good meaning. Somebody who is concerned about you, that, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have got our interest at heart, you are concerned about us. But they should read it with the extra ya, ra'ina, and that means that you're a shepherd. So the meaning, just by that little, they turn of the tongue, and the whole meaning of the words change. So Allah warned against that. And we are also warned that any words that have any such connotation, any such meanings, we should avoid them completely also. We should read the Quran Sharif correctly, and we should not use any words that have any other connotations in them which are evil. So Allah Ta'ala, وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْعُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, تَاكِ تُمْ جَانُوا كِي وَوْ كِتَابِ مَنْ هَيْ, so that you get the impression this is also the word of Allah. وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, or وَوْ نَهِي كِتَابِ مَنْ, and it is not of the book of Allah. They are spoiling it, they are changing it and making it look like that, either in writing or either in reading. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and further, what are they saying? اور کہتے ہیں وہ اللہ کا کہا ہے. They say these are the words of Allah, and Allah declares وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, اور وہ نہیں اللہ کا کہا, and they are not the words of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, in this ummah today, it is common that the learned are changing the meanings of the Quran Sharif also, adding different words. And it's not an unknown fact that America, the White House, prepared their own Quran, which they distributed in Kuwait, in which ayats of jihad they had removed from the Quran Sharif. But it can never take off. What they change the Quran Sharif, it can never take off. They can try as hard as they want to. Allah is the one who will look after the Quran Sharif. But the Torah and Injil, they succeeded in changing it. Allah did not take a promise of looking after it. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ اور کہتے ہیں وہ اللہ کا کہا ہے اور وہ نہیں اللہ کا کہا. They say it is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ اور اللہ پر جھوٹ بولتے ہیں. But they are lying against Allah. They are making a false accusation to Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, the point under discussion that they regard the non-Jews as goyim, as the filth and scum of society. And they say it is in their kitabs, and Allah has ordered that you can rob them, you can do them down, you can do, they're not like humans also, you can do them with them as you wish to. But Allah says that is not the case. Allah never gave such a command. It isn't anywhere that anyone can take advantage of others just because of, for whatever reason, nobody is allowed to take advantage of anyone else. And all this Allah says, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ جَانْكَرْ knowingly they are doing this. They are not doing it unknowingly, they are doing it knowingly. And either mostly for one of two reasons. For name and fame, they want to become famous, the favorites amongst the people, or monetary gain. For money's sake, people give them money and they change the book of Allah Ta'ala then accordingly. So these warnings are given of the Jews and Christians in the Quran Sharif, so that the Muslims learn a lesson and we don't make the same mistakes also. We realize how evil they are and how much of wrong they have done, and that we don't do any of these wrongs. And the third reason is that if any fortunate Jew and Christian reads the Quran and realizes the mistakes what they have made, and he makes tawbah and he gets hidayat, and he comes on the right path. So we also, if we also have made mistakes, or we know people who are making mistakes in this land, we should also advise them. And so hopefully, مَعَذِرَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ مَعَذِرَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَوْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ That we can tell Allah we tried. Or perhaps they will change their lives also. They will correct themselves. So great, great lessons in the Quran Sharif for us. And the Quran Sharif is such a living kitab. It looks like this ayat have been just revealed for present day condition. And it addresses all the problems that we are having presently. It looks like Quran Sharif ayat have been revealed now for these people. So fresh is the Quran. Till the day of Qiyamah it will remain fresh like that. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand the Quran, make our lives like accordingly, and correct ourselves. Otherwise all of us are going to face death, and the qabr is going to come. And if we have done these great and grievous wrongs and we did not correct them, Al-Amanul Hafiz, what will happen in the qabr then? Where there will be nobody to help a person. He won't be able to get any lawyers, QC, anyone to help him. No family people, no many amount of money will be able to help him. Nothing whatsoever. And the very, very pitiable condition of the qabr then for such a person. May Allah protect us all and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.